All right, today's the rundown, March 1st, Ash Wednesday, the most important day of the year. We start the Lenten season. This episode is brought to you by Fuego Box. Fuego Box is a monthly subscription that sends you a box of different hot sauces. You can pick one hot sauce, or you can have three random ones sent to you. They're quality hot sauces, though. It's not just like Tabasco sauce. They have different flavors, a little bit thicker. It's quality hot sauce if you like some spice in your life. So go to Fuego Box, use the code RUNDOWN, and you're going to get $10 off your first box. That's FuegoBox.com, promo code RUNDOWN, and you get $10 off your first box. You like hot sauce?
I eat the hot sauce.
So I got my man Eric Kelly here. Get your Eric Kelly on. He's training techs for the Rough and Rowdy. And about maybe half a shade lighter down there is Paul LaDuca with his
By the way,
tan.
I'm from Sicily, so I do have some black ancestors.
Oh, no, you guys might be, you might be related.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Look at his nose. His nose is longer. My nose is wide.
So you don't have a black nose at all.
You've been hit 48 times.
Yeah, your nose is flat. We might be related. Can't get knocked out.
Nah, I ain't getting knocked out. Mom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get
Smile
me wrong.
Smile for the camera.
Took
a few
ass though, but I ain't getting...
We look a little less.
All right, so this
like
is obviously...
You're like a fucking tangerine sitting over here.
This is the most ridiculous rundown of all time. Let's get right into it. There are five Richmond baseball players that have been suspended by the NCAA for playing fantasy football. It's the NCAA doing NCAA shit.
They're mean to tell me they fired five NCAA players for playing fantasy football?
More or less, yep.
Yo, for real? Like, this collegiate shit, what they got against getting people paid?
That's their whole thing. They want
they
all the money to go to them.
They want to keep all the money for themselves.
It's like Portnoy with U
Train
Texas.
They play
he wants all the money.
Football.
It's honestly like Portnoy doing the Rough and Rowdy. He's pocketing all that money the same way that...
Is he a part of the committee that suspended the fantasy football
players?
He probably would. Listen, man, they fuck up a wet dream fucking with the NCAA. I'm glad I chose boxing and it's not an NCAA sport. Because if not, I'll be broken and I already am.
Paulie, what do you got on the NCAA?
I mean, listen, it's got to come down to something to give the players. And my one thing that I've always advocated, give them a debit card per to the state of where they live. Because obviously the living is going to be a lot more here, like say in New York, than it would be in West Virginia where Texas is going to be fighting. And give them a debit card however they want to spend it. You're making zillions of dollars anyway. Listen, I played college baseball for 3 years and live in dorms and ate Top Ramen and did the Keystone Light and the Taco Bell. It's not a great lifestyle when you're watching people make millions and millions
Especially
of dollars.
Especially if you want to be a world caliber athlete.
You need
the best nutrition. And sorry, but you're not going to get the best nutrition if the NCAA won't make you make just a couple dollars. It's not like that stuff costs money.
What's the situation?
They're not going to fund it.
What's the situation with Texas nutrition?
Right now, Texas nutrition, like Texas can eat whatever you want because right now, Texas is not really a big guy.
Right.
And Texas is full of shit anyways. Full of shit is a Christmas turkey. And really, if you ask me, I think Texas is going to, Texas ain't going to make it.
That's fucked up, man. You're supposed to be his dude.
But my thing is, how many days have you had with me?
I only had him for 2 days.
And you've already said that your one quote to me that you talked to me today is that he has a shot of beating a girl.
Yes.
I mean, that's as disrespectful
as it gets. But what about a girl from the deep woods of West Virginia?
Either girl or one of these motherfuckers. If you put one of these motherfuckers in there, then maybe.
You know, the women from West Virginia eat sardines and crackers for dinner.
And steak and eggs. Is one of them Big Cat size.
Wow, he'd be in trouble if that happened, especially with that salad.
I'm just as sure as you got two holes in your nose, you go to West Virginia, you say, damn, Big Cat, I didn't know you was a transgender. No, that's not Big Cat, that's somebody else.
We keep it moving. Markieff Morris of the Suns, he stepped up last night, hit two big free throws to seal the game against the Warriors, and afterwards said, my wife tells me all the time that I got a big pair of nuts. I put the big nuts out there tonight.
I don't want to jinx myself, you know, but my wife tells me all the time I got big nuts, so, you know, my nuts on the line.
You got a big pair of nuts?
All you do is talk shit, bro. All you do is talk shit. All you do is talk shit from the minute you got here.
Big Cat.
I don't even know. You got worse eyes than Riggs. You got worse eyes than Riggs, bro.
Bring your thick ass over here.
Yeah, that's right.
And shave off your mustache. You look like a rapist.
You like a
thick booty. Shave off that fucking mustache.
Look at you. You got your little gray hairs.
Shave off that mustache.
You got your little gray hairs.
Shave off that mustache, Big Cat. Ain't nobody scared of you.
He does a little
look like Ravishing Rick Rude.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
He does have a little box situation.
Do you
going.
Use Just for Men?
Huh?
Do you use Just for Men?
Hell yeah.
I color my hair. Your shade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we just sniped you, Paul. We never picked that out.
What do you mean? I'm on TV. I have to.
That's like the that's same shit they got that crucifix on your head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the same shit.
It's called a Sharpie.
A fucking Sharpie. That's the same shit you got going on up.
No, my shit looks natural.
That shit is like brown right here.
This shit was
it's
done by
gray right here, black was, right there.
Man, you're ripping your own. This that is girl, like a this is done by a girl. This is done by a girl named Jamil in Brooklyn.
She was seven.
She looked good.
Hey, Paul, I think you look good.
They did this shit
I think
with
it
finger
looks pretty natural.
Thanks.
They got the salt and pepper going. They don't hate. Shit. You know what? You just come on here and you spew negativity. That's all Daniel Eric
like
Kelly
it.
Is.
This is great. This well, is
Daniel Kelly on is just fucking running your mouth. Just fucking squawk,
do you want to keep
squawk.
Your teeth?
What do you think of that mole?
I would like to keep
what do you think of that mole? What do you think of that mole between
you? You can't see it. It's covered up by the ashes that I got at St. Patrick's.
You
today.
Do got a big ass mole between your
listen,
shit.
Like
your head
listen,
got a head.
Listen, my man,
what
you
the
are
fuck is that?
You are in no position to talk about pretty faces, okay?
I understand that, but that shit like an STD. You got herpes on your forehead?
We got a lazy eye guy here. You put him to shame.
But guess what?
Okay?
We're going to be eye for an eye today.
Moving on. We got this chick in Spain. The country of Spain has hired a sex czar, meaning this pretty fucking sexy chick, right?
I saw her, the blonde.
You would give it to her.
Listen, I don't even listen. Coffee's good with cream, but better when it's black. Don't get me wrong. But this, me and this blonde, we gonna get it on.
No, you wrong there.
Yeah, this I was gonna say, you're outnumbered
nice.
On this one, bro.
I'm gonna slice that one up.
What is a sex guru? What is that gonna
so
bring?
So they wanna boost pregnancy rates.
So how do you boost pregnancy rates?
She's gonna get these people to fuck, Paulie.
No, you, so got, they need no, more. You know, boost pregnancy rate, all you need to do is distribute more alcohol. Simple.
Maybe that's what she's gonna do. Maybe you should be a sex czar.
So is there a shortage of motherfuckers?
I mean, that's no
there?
Problem.
Is there
apparently,
a shortage of people?
The pregnancy rates down, Spain is suffering. They wanna get it up, so they're gonna have this hot chick teach them how to fuck.
Well, China need to send some of their motherfuckers over there.
Now we're talking about world unity here. I
you
like
know what
that.
Saying? I mean, that's
send,
what that,
send the extra Chinese girls
you
instead of just
saying?
Leaving them on the side of a mountain.
Send,
you
them,
send
to
them to
Spain,
Spain.
Barcelona. Well,
they sent all the Russians to Brooklyn. So
yeah, all the Russians go. In Brooklyn, Bay Ridge.
All the black guys are gone from Brooklyn.
All the black guys in Rikers.
That was, well, you were allowed to say that.
I mean, it's not
if
true.
If I say that, that's
I
a
mean,
problem.
I mean, I'm not lying, but
just
it's a fucked
facts.
Up situation.
Just spitting facts.
Fucked up situation.
This next topic is perfect. You know? This video is perfect.
They need to gentrify Rikers. Because y'all the motherfuckers doing... For real, think about it. White on white crime is the worst thing ever. Like, you know, like, listen, we're able to be here today because of white on white crime.
Like Portnoy on Portnoy crime.
Like Jews on Jews?
Listen, yes.
Keep going.
Bar mitzvah.
Continue
bar
with this
mitzvah.
Theory. I'd like to hear this more.
Think about it.
I'm trying. You got to lead me there, though. White on white crime. Why are you here today because of white on white crime?
Motherfucker, my people is from Africa.
A word I did not know.
I already told you we're from Sicily.
I'm not from no fucking Sicily.
He's from Sicily. You guys are related.
I'm blacker than you.
A couple more sessions in the tanning
you're
booth.
You're oranger than me. A couple of more sessions in the tanning booth. Yeah.
Snooki over here.
You're like a Jersey Shore reject.
I
all
take
right,
it.
Listen, this next video is so perfect for you. This video is brought to you by Sprezza Box. Sprezza Box is a monthly subscription also. They're going to send you 5 or 6 products in a box. It ranges from socks to ties to cufflinks. You look like you like to look fresh. You want to get a Sprezza Box? It takes this outfit, this like bum-ass outfit you have on here. Even you would look good with a Sprezza Box. Even you would look good with the Sprezza Box. You would have on like a little tie, some socks, the cufflinks, some sunglasses, all the little things to take your outfit to the next level.
Yes.
Right now, you use the code RUNDOWN, and you're going to get 25% off your first box. They guarantee over $100 retail for every single box, even though you pay way less than that. It's Sprezza, Sprezza, box.com. Promo code RUNDOWN. 25% off your first box. So this sumo wrestler, we watched the clip before we went on air. It's this sumo wrestler, as soon as the match starts, knocked the fuck out.
Wow.
And then the dude, listen, he's not the best sumo wrestler, but
he
he's got
no chin.
He's got no chin, heart of gold though. Wants to stay
heart
in the fight.
Of gold.
He's rolling
fight,
around in the clay
no
in the dirt.
I saw the video. And the motherfucker ran, rolling around with a thong on. Fat motherfucker rolling around with a thong on in the doggy style position.
Do you think you could help this guy? If this guy got his Eric Kelly on, even you couldn't help him.
No.
That's never happened in your bedroom late at night? Like scrambling looking for something?
Listen, it ain't like you can chew extra bubble gum to strengthen your chin. The guy ain't got no chin.
You either got a chin or you don't.
Yeah, you either got a chin, you either got it. It's like you with
a
heart.
Do you think I have a chin?
No.
Probably not.
Look at your
I would agree with that assessment.
You got turkey neck. You got your chin be sagging down here. Nah, you look
No,
at
it's
you.
Not that bad.
You I like got a that, rooster.
I got the dimple.
Yeah, you got a little dimple. But yeah, good. I really don't think that. I really don't think that.
What's it like to get knocked out like that and try to get back up?
One motherfucker hit me so hard I farted.
Stinking up the ring.
Hit me with a left hook. The referee was like this. One, two. I couldn't even hear that motherfucker count. I just laid there.
But you ever been knocked out?
Huh?
You ever been knocked
out?
Yeah,
oh yeah. He looked like Tex.
In 1994, I got the shit beat out of me in a Bakersfield bar in the minor leagues.
Were you in the wrong? Did you deserve it?
No, actually wasn't in the wrong, but 94? What ended up happening was a buddy of mine was hitting on a girl that was there with a guy. Next thing I tried to go over to see what was going on, and
that's your first problem. Never
night, and a bottle
shit
over the head, and then
so were you in the minor leagues with Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I played against Michael.
You played against Michael?
Yeah.
And you're the only one that he hit a home run on?
No, I was a catcher.
Oh, you was a catcher?
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, he was not good. So but he was a cool dude. He signed a lot of stuff for all of us. He was really cool. Because when he played in Birmingham, he had bought the bus.
Yeah.
We got to go on that bus. That thing was sick, man.
Yeah, especially when you're living the grimy minor league life.
But he was cool to a lot of guys.
Let me ask you this. Compare Tebow, what he's doing, to what MJ did.
I think Tebow's got a way better skill set than
really? I mean, not like MJ was fucking anything to behold, but
he's awful.
Tebow stinks.
No, MJ had an awful swing.
Yeah.
MJ was an awful baseball player. I mean, I'll give him a little bit of credit because of his athleticism to hit 200 in double A. Because to me, double A is the closest to the big leagues. Triple A, I'll take that back. Double A is the closest to the big leagues pitching wise. Triple A, you get a lot of guys that are okay, where double A guys have better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tebow's got a better skill set, but he's 29. He's not going anywhere. I'm tired of watching this guy.
So,
and then he's
got to
work for the SEC network. And then you got young kids. That, by the way, I'm the guy that was 29 when I first got my first shot in the big leagues to play every day. So I'm the guy that almost hung him up a couple times. So to see a guy like Tim Tebow taking at bats from other guys, it pisses me the fuck off.
So if you were a minor league player right now,
I'm tired of the fucking guy, Zach, because he loves Jesus. He's the man. I love Jesus too, bro.
Yo, I love him the most.
It don't matter. Jesus can't hit, like, what did guys say? You say Jesus Christ can't hit a fastball?
Can't hit a curveball.
He's 29. He's not going to get to the big leagues. He doesn't need a fucking press conference. Go back to the SEC network. I'm tired of seeing it.
You hollering at Ebony? Is that what's going on?
Some chips, man.
You know what? Of course you're hollering at Ebony. You find the one chocolate beauty in our office and you're hitting on her.
Coffee's good with cream, but better
that
when
is,
it's black.
All black. I like my coffee black. I know.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know where your fingers been. I don't think I want them back.
Oh.
That's good. Thank you. You better not get them back.
Last story of the day, last video, this tennis match. You're a big tennis guy?
When Serena was playing.
Oh, of course. You're so racist, bro.
She's still playing, though.
These tennis chicks.
I'm saying, yeah, she's still playing, but.
One girl stinks so bad, her opponents start laughing in her face. They need to stop the match.
The two blonde chicks,
because the two hot chicks from Israel are laughing so hard at her. What do you do if you're this chick who's getting clowned so bad in the middle of the match? You got to just, like, you got to swing.
Yeah.
You got to run over there and take a fight.
I throw my racket over there and give her ass a fucking wedgie. Grab her by her hair and give her a wedgie. That's what I do.
What would you do?
On national television.
She whiffed. Listen, it's a country club sport. That's what they do. They like, do that like childish type of shit.
Yeah, it's spiteful. It's unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, it was Team Israel was laughing. Who was the girl from that missed? What team?
I don't know.
She just completely whiffed.
Yes, yeah,
but they did
good.
Laugh in her face and they rubbed it in a little bit. It's tennis, dude.
At the end of the day, it's just like an activity.
Yeah, because if she hits that shot, know Team Israel has a Team Israel.
No.
Did you know the Jews play tennis?
I didn't know the Jews did anything other than fucking run around here.
I thought all they did was invest and rob, motherfucker.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You look that up, stone cold fact. All the Jews do is rob people.
Invest and rob, motherfucker.
Yep. All right.
If you want to do it the right way, do it the white way.
I also agree with that. The Rough and Rowdy is this Friday. Eric Kelly, even though he's been shitting on Tex all week, is training Tex.
You only can lead a horse to the water, right?
You can't make him drink.
You can't make him drink, huh?
Buy the pay-per-view. It's this Friday, $5. See what Eric Kelly can do.
Does Tex have any muscle mass
to work with? Tex doesn't have any muscle mass, but Tex does have a little power.
Dude, he had heart.
With him yesterday. He got heart. He took a lot of ass whoopings.
Yeah. We watched it, man.
Yeah.
He was fighting some dude who was like 120 pounds heavier than him at this office.
Yeah, at this office. I saw that. I saw that.
And he got knocked the fuck out, but he took those punches.
But he tried.
Yep.
But
tell you what, though, the way he talks to me, he texts like, punch me in the chest. He goes, I'm going to win. You watch.
He's an intense dude.
To his stupidity.
I mean, he's trying to be confident.
Would you rather him go in there stupid thinking he can win or smart thinking he's going to know he's going to lose?
I'd rather him going in there smart thinking he's going to stupid thinking he's going to win, because at least he's going to go out there and just swing and maybe he'll land.
He might get lucky. Get your Eric Kelly on. That's it for the rundown.
You want a quick Robbie update?
Oh yeah. Okay. So here you're going to love this.
All right.
Actually, this is a good segment for you. This is my man Robbie Fox.
Nice to meet you.
He's 18 years old. He just he's an MMA expert, I would say.
Are you pro or amateur? What?
0-1 professionally.
Okay.
So we had this talk on the radio a week ago about how long you can go without coming, and we wanted to figure out the answer. So we are putting Robbie to the test. He is now, I believe, 14 days.
14 days.
Let's get it up there.
14 days Robbie has gone without coming. That means no sex, no nothing, no hand. You can't do anything.
Can I ask the first question to him? What's the longest you've ever gone without coming?
Not long.
Not long. Why would you?
I'm weak-minded.
Me too.
You don't want to build up this testosterone.
Yeah, but fight. Don't they say that about fighters? Don't they say it before the fight? I always thought that was backwards. Because if I don't come, you're all agitated right now, right?
But the thing is,
you're not thinking. Oh yeah. But you're not thinking clearly. I think
I think I'm focused.
I don't think you are. Listen, before I do anything important, I always
Robbie
crack one.
Robbie ain't had pussy since pussy had him. Look at him.
Wow.
That's hearsay. You don't know
that
for
sure. You
know
what I'm saying? Look at him. Second of all.
Did you hear that?
I'm out of here.
Repeat yourself.
I mean, you could say the same thing about you, right?
I got 4 kids, 3 baby mothers. Back to regularly scheduled programming.
Touche.
Back to regularly scheduled programming.
He works for Barstool. His name is Robbie Fox. He can run around and get some pussy.
Exactly. He works for Barstools. Look at these people.
Man, shout at the whole
look at my son's shoes over here. Look.
Yeah, we're working on
them. Says like he
shoes.
Found them.
We're working on Glennie's shoes. You're right on that one. You're not feeling well after 2 weeks.
Yeah, it sucks.
So are you confident now? So just yesterday you said there's no shot you make it 40 days. But
30, it's 30.
Right, but Riggs is doing 40.
Doing the 40, yeah.
How old are you?
18.
It's already been a few thousand days. You can do another 40. You can do another 40.
Roasted.
Gotcha. I mean, it got you on that one.
Yeah, got me on that one.
So all right, now that you've gone 14 days,
bumps in his face.
That's a pretty long time. You know where, like, how you feel at this point.
Look at his bumps in his face. He's like a hot and ready.
Give me a prediction for how many days you're gonna go.
Probably another week.
21 maybe? Days?
Yeah, 21.
You get any more? 21. Any texts of porn last night?
No porn texts.
Everybody's been texting in porn, trying to fuck with him.
Yeah.
How about this? Better question. Are you getting anybody sliding in the DMs, being like, "I'll make you come, Robbie"?
I had a few people trying to sabotage it.
Did you delete your Grindr app?
And you chicks were trying to sabotage it.
A little bit, yeah.
And you turned it down.
Do you feel like you might be get some action out of this, Robbie?
Wouldn't say I turned it down.
So did you come?
No.
Of course you didn't.
I'm just holding my ground.
I'm just saying.
Has there been a close call yet?
No.
But why not? You got chicks DMing you. Fuck this stupid contest. Go get laid, dude. It's not even a contest. You don't get anything
for this. West Virginia?
This is just a dumb experiment that we're making some 18-year-old kid not come.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
This is insanity.
That's sort of like child abuse.
It probably is. As long as you're an adult now, right?
He is 18.
Yeah. All right,
he is 18, but still.
Handbook abuse.
Yeah, it's definitely illegal in the workplace.
I bet all the knobs in your house are sticky. All the doorknobs in your house are sticky.
Yep.
All the pages in the magazines are stuck together.
You can crack the towels in half.
Yep. You can crack the towels in half.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, I mean, we got to cut it off soon.
I thought you had a love sock, Kev. Forever,
dude. Towels feel like a Chico stick.
What'd you say?
You had a love sock, I thought.
Oh, man. I got many socks, many love socks. All right, that's it for the rundown.